This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are receiving this transmission. You are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
This is the Infowar. And look, we got our problems. We're not perfect, but America, free market system, builds such opportunity and freedom. And we've got really powerful elites trying to take control. Millie Weaver, you got cut off by the break. You've survived a lot of Antifa confrontation, Charlottesville, with many trips to Berkeley. Just, it's like going to North Korea or something. And then Lindsey Graswald, daughter of just a real hero, Larry Graswald, here. So just other points you ladies would like to make.
The left likes to criticize President Trump for initially not coming out hard enough against the alt-right elements that were out there in Charlottesville. And the reason why the mainstream media is coming after him, well, we know many reasons. They hate him. They want to take him down. But why did Trump not come out so hard against them? Well, because it wasn't being reported how vicious and militant the Antifa were.
We came out against both.
He did come out against both, but what I want to make very clear here is that although some elements on the right had vile views, okay, which I even got into debates with them because some of them were openly fascist.
But, I mean, all three leaders were Democrats.
The Antifa side came out there prepared with weapons.
They started.
Balloons.
Exactly.
They get violent. So I think that, you know, he was looking into it before he initially made those statements. But the reality here is that what I will say is this. The Antifa did win that battle. They did. I saw it. I saw it happen. The alt-right people retreated.
But they lost the war.
That's right.
Because a month later, they attacked peaceful people at a prayer rally in San Francisco where our guest lives. And then Pelosi even had to turn against them. How big a deal was that, Lindsey Graswald? And why do you think they finally, a week after that San Francisco attack on peaceful prayer vigils, calling black people they were beating up Nazis because they were Christians, why did Pelosi and others have to retreat from the vicious activities of Antifa?
I think she had to because, well, it wasn't just citizens that got hurt that day. It was there were actually people in the media that were there that Antifa turned on and started beating up that Sunday in Berkeley.
Bunch of beta cuck cowards, so vicious in a gang, they beat up anybody they can get their hands on. That is the lawless idiot weakness, wimpness of them. It's like there's nothing worse than wimps. A big tough guy being a thug's bad, but there's nothing about a bunch of cowards ganging up on some, you know, fat guy and beating him up.
Right. I mean, I witnessed that day in particular. I actually went in with Joey Gibson, who is Patriot Prayer. We went there, and I was behind him as he walked in. I'm sure people have seen the videos of him walking in with his arms up, you know, saying peace. I was about 150, 200 feet behind him, but I blended in with the crowd. Nobody recognized me. I watched them, you know, mace them and beat them. While the cops did absolutely nothing, the cops stood down. They didn't help. And it wasn't just, you know, Joey. I watched a father and son get beat up that day right in front of the police. You see in the video that you're showing the video of, you can see Joey and Tiny actually end up, they end up where the police are standing. There's a line of police, and they had to push their way through. I was in that crowd. I was blessed. I was very lucky that day. But I witnessed many, many instances like that, and it was very sad because I know the city and I know the Bay Area spent millions of dollars for extra, you know, police force that day. However, the police did nothing, and
exactly. Yeah. And for those watching on TV, they see it. But these are black guys having people throw things at them and say they're racist Nazis because they come to a prayer rally. And you know, and white guys being attacked. It's just shit, and you name it. Let's talk again, Lindsey Grathwohl. I know you don't have a website. You're not plugging anything, but one of your friends, I think, has a fundraiser going. Tell us about that briefly.
Yeah, Kyle Chapman, basic man. He's facing some prison time for he actually was protected.
We're out of time. Just join us again soon. Join.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with a Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we tend to leave the most important till last. That's why we're in the fourth hour. Coming up is John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com. Said that site for 15 years. But the globalists claim they trademark copyright fake news, saying we're the fake news when we just keep proving what we're saying over and over again. We just had this breaking: FBI helps rescue 84 children from a sex trafficking ring. That's a new breaking story. It's almost every day. But Snopes says there is no uptick in child molesters and child traffickers getting busted, even though the numbers show a six-fold increase from 2016, Millie.
Well, Snopes has been caught many times trying to cover for the left, and they claim things are false that people have proven to be true. So I don't really see Snopes as a very accurate source for fact-checking.
That's right. And, again, it's almost every day we see these busts. And they just keep saying there's no such thing as pedophilia. That's why they created the Pizzagate deal. There was pizza code in the Podesta emails, which the FBI says is for child pornography, cheese, pizza, things like that. Then the CNN, New York Times, Washington Post all focus on a pizza place he'd go to, hoping we'd all cover it and look at it. We go look at it, cover some of the weird anomalies. They then say that we said Hillary was in there killing kids in the basement, which we hadn't. And then now write articles every day saying there's no such thing as pedophilia. It's not the Catholic Church. The deputy pope just didn't get arrested, which he did. And it just doesn't exist. Just like they said, there's no sexual abuse in Hollywood.
I've talked to people both in the Hollywood entertainment industry that were sexually molested as kids. I've talked to people that were sexually molested by high-ranking, high-level politicians when they were underage, and I can't name names. It was all off the record, but I will say that I have no doubt in my mind that eventually these truths will come to light.
And we've been saying this for months. Now it's in mainstream news. The Week reports Hollywood sitting on a pedophile scandal. We've got Corey Feldman hints at naming Hollywood pedophiles. That's the next big shoe to drop. And we've got the directors of the film that they're reporting on in the Week, An Open Secret, in studio tomorrow. Directors, producers, you name it. So get ready for that. David Knight's going to have him in studio first, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. with the real news with David Knight. Now, I was about to hand it over to our guest host, who does a great job once a week. Of course, that's John Rappaport. He's taking over here in just a moment. But Lindsey Grathwohl, daughter of Larry Grathwohl, the Green Beret that was going to college and then just infiltrated the Weather Underground, was the only person that'd be able to do it because he was right there. They knew he was for real, enrolled before he even tried, where they planned to take over the country and put 50 million of us in death camps and kill half of those 25 million total. But I was saying, yeah, come back on and assume with any other tidbits you didn't get to. And she said, how about the death of my dad? I knew he was on a book tour, and he was on a tour following Bill Ayers around the country, the founder and head of the Weather Underground, and the guy that Barack Obama lived with when he was going to college. And she then brought up the mysterious nature of his death, which I'd never heard about. So just briefly, please tell us about that.
So he was on a break from his book tour in July of 2013. And we had been trying to get a hold of him for, well, I talked to my dad very regularly. And long story short, we couldn't get a hold of him. He wasn't responding. And so I had to, because my dad lived in Cincinnati and I still live here in California. So I had to have someone go and check on him. And that's when my aunt discovered that he had passed away. Because of the fact that he passed away alone and, you know, there was no, you know, obvious signs of, you know, what had happened, they did an autopsy report, which it took about 8 to 10 months. I didn't get that autopsy report back for about, I want to say 8.5, 9 months it took. And when I did get it back, it was very vague. All it said on there is that he died from lung cancer, and that the onset of that lung cancer was years. Now, the interesting thing about that is that my father, you know, he was a vet, so he went to the VA quite often. He had health problems in the past, so he was very adamant about going to the doctor and, you know, keeping himself healthy as much as he could. And he was never diagnosed with lung cancer.
Wow.
So it was very shocking to all of us. We had all kind of thought that, you know, maybe he had passed away from a heart attack. I mean, you know, my dad was 60. He was 67 years old. So, you know, it was quite possible he could have passed away from a heart attack or a stroke or something like that. And that's kind of what we had expected. We did not expect lung cancer.
Well, this sounds very, 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 very suspicious. That just sounds basically unheard of. I remember him being on the air during that book tour, and I said, man, be careful. So he was, as you know, following Bill Ayers, who also had a book tour, around trying to confront him, and then he dies.
Same time. They both came out with books around the same time, both my dad and Bill Ayers.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's something that, and then when I've tried to question it, the investigator who has been lead investigator, you know, that day when they found my father, that person no longer works with the township that, that was there. I can't get a hold of it. Basically, when I try to get answers, I can't get any answers.
Sure, and he may have had some lung cancer, but it would be killing him, you know, without anybody knowing. That sounds very rare. Could have died from something else, and they go in, and he has some cancer, and they claim that's it. You were talking about one of your associates being facing prison time for something out there in San Francisco, I guess.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So the bookstore that we were talking about earlier, we were actually out there on Tuesday night, and we went out to the bookstore, you know, just to wave our flags. And afterwards, we went to bar Kyle Chapman. He also, people call him Base Stick Man. He was with us. And when we all left, you know, we all went our separate ways, he actually got attacked on Tuesday night in his car. They attacked his car. They sprayed bear mace at him into his car. It was crazy. But Kyle Chapman is, you know, he's very, he's a great guy. He's out there. He was in Berkeley in March and in April when the police stood down, and he was out there, you know, defending.
Sure. So what happened to him? Because we're about to be out of time.
He is facing prison time. So he does, and I gave you guys the website. And
it's Back the Right, and I remember reading about this show. He gets attacked, he fights back, and not only do Berkeley police let you get attacked, that's admitted, they admit that, they're proud of themselves, and they ban even students from having free speech if it's not communist, but then now when they attack you, you then get charged for it.
Absolutely, and so he's facing 8 years prison, possibly 8 years prison time for protecting and defending people. So he's trying to raise money for his, you know, legal defense.
Absolutely. Well, we're out of time, but I want to get him on the show. I want to get you with a better microphone. I'm going to send you one because I think it still is on internal mic, not external like you think it is. But you really have eloquent stuff to say, and we want to do that. Tell people the URL exactly where they can donate.
Okay, so it is called backtheright.com. And if you click on explore and then you click on legal, it will take you to where you can donate towards his legal fund. And I know that he would be very
happy. This is a war, folks. All right. God bless you. You're a wonderful lady, and I see a little prince's castle behind you. So it looks like your dad's got some grandchildren.
Yes. My daughter. I was pregnant with her when he passed away. Actually,
really?
We never got to meet her. Yeah, but he does know his grandson. He's very close with him. So
powerful. He lives on.
Yeah, very proud. He does. He lives on, and my son talks about him all the time.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for all you do. Wow. Okay, we're going to hand this over to the one, the only. And I need to get this guy. He wants to hire reporters and actually do stuff where he's at on the East Coast. We're going to get that set up soon with the one, the only man over there, John Rappaport, NoMoreFakeNews.com. We're going to go to break. He's going to take over. We'll be back in 4 minutes, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Thanks, Millie Weaver, today.
Yes, thank you.
Great job.
Thank you.
And thank you. Gavin Wentz going out there with you, being attacked by Antifa, too. These are very, very dangerous, evil people. They won't control the police department so they can falsely charge everybody, but we're going to fight back and stand up against them. We have huge specials at InfoWarsStore.com that are about to end. 50% off on BrainForce, 50% off on Anthroplex and more. You are the folks that fund InfoWars. You are the resistance. God bless you all. We'll be back. John Rappaport.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
John Rappaport here, sitting in for Alex in the fourth hour on InfoWars. Man, so much to talk about here. From the perspective of being a reporter, which I've been for 30, 35 years now, here's the thing about the Vegas story. It's blowing up all over the world, way beyond the capacity of major media or the cops or the FBI to deal with it. This is a good thing, folks. That's why I named my site No More Fake News back in 2001. Point I'm getting at here is do not let this story go away. Do not let it die because, as we know, mainstream news has already moved on. It's over. Yeah, boy, that was really something. Now let's get to Weinstein. Let's get to this. Let's get to that. But what happened in Vegas stays in Vegas. And what I'm saying is, this is one of these opportunities where the more people that share these stories, the real stories about what really happened there, the real lies, the real contradictions, the more people are going to wake up as they see how major media are trying to choke this off and narrow it down to one crazy guy who was a shooter. We don't know why. We'll never know why. The usual, right? But now, online, there is so much activity about this story in so many different places and so many stories being shared, with millions and millions and millions of people looking and reading and waking up, that we are engulfing the major media to the point where they're not even doing any more press conferences in Vegas. They said that. No more. That's it. We don't want to hear anything more. We don't want any of these distractions. We don't want any of these questions from anybody. No independent reporters can get in. We're just going to cancel all the press conferences. And the people, the sheriff's department, look like they're really under the gun, and they are. But if we, independent media, InfoWars, keep on putting out more and more stories on the lies that are uncovered, what's going to happen is we own the story. We own the coverage, not them. They are the liars. The government is lying. Major media are lying. The cops are lying. The FBI is lying. Picture it. They get smaller, we get bigger. They get smaller, we engulf them. We expose them. This is what happens. This is the seesaw. I've watched it for a long time, since 1982. Who's on top? Who's on the bottom? Independent media, major media. Alternative media, major media. This is our channel, our pipeline to destroy globalism. Simple. That's what's happening, you know. We're being told time again that the world is independent, interdependent, interconnected. Everything is connected to everything. It's all one gigantic system, and we can't possibly secede. We can't opt out. It's all too, you know, it's all connected and, you know, this we've got this wonderful system and it's getting better all the time. That's globalism talking. And now they've got this thing called soft Brexit. Have you heard of that? Britain decided, hey, we're out of here. Bye-bye, European Union. We're gone. It took a vote. Why? Basically because of the immigration policy that was being forced on all of Europe by the European Union. That's why. That's what happened. People in England know what's going on with massive unscreened immigration. They know that the disaster that it is as it keeps on going and going and going. So they say, we're getting out of the European Union. All right. So now the leaders in England are saying, yeah, but there's this thing called soft Brexit. And what that means is, yeah, you can leave, but you're really still part of it. All the trade relations you had before, you still have now. There's still going to be waves of immigrants, but you can say that you've left the European Union. I mean, this is how criminal and vicious, disgusting, slimy they are. People want to get out. Austria, they want to get out. I know people in Australia, they want to get out of globalism, of the system. I don't care what you think about Trump. Love him, hate him, indifferent, doesn't matter. But the words that he spoke about globalism and nationalism have spread like wildfire around the world. You say, well, he never meant it. Ah, he's a captive of the globalists. Ah, this, that. It's all a pawn, a put-up job. But I don't care about any of that. I'm just telling you the effect. The effect is on and on and on and on as people begin to wake up. What are we doing in these international prisons called globalism, technocracy? Why are we all connected in these insane trade deals? Why do we have to send millions of jobs out of the country to faraway places where they pay slave wages and they have no environmental regulations whatsoever so that people can be poisoned, work 20 hours a day, die, bring on the new workers, etc. Then export all these products back here. You know, it's a paradise. It's wonderful, folks. This is globalism. Sure. They really think this was going to go on forever and nobody was going to notice and nobody would care? Did limousine liberals in New York really think that all the unemployed people in the Midwest, people who were thrown out of good manufacturing jobs by globalism, would never care, would never raise their voices, would never support somebody who was talking anti-globalism like Trump? Did they really think that was going to go on forever? And so like lightning around the world, what's happening is a contagion effect. People waking up and saying, let's opt out, let's get out. Let's be the nation we are and try to fix that. We're not obligated to fix the entire planet all at once. That's a fantasy. It always was a fantasy. It was the talking point of the fascists, the communists, the globalists, socialists, whatever. Well, we're going to fix everything. We're going to fix the entire planet and make it really good for everybody. Yeah, that was the cover story. That was a lie. That was the front behind which was the iron fist. We're going to rule the planet. And the European Union, they're one of the major, major, major test runs for globalism. Let's see what happens if we collect all these European countries that are already socialistic and create a bigger one. We'll be back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Back here, John Rappaport sitting in for Alex in the fourth hour. We're going to talk about one of the InfoWars products in a minute, but I just want to give you something here. Look, the socialists, the globalists, They want you to think that everything's free, see? Hey, free everything for everybody. Everybody gets everything for free. Now, the brain dead, of course, buy into this because it sounds great. Wow, yeah, that's what I've always wanted, is everything for free so I don't have to do anything in this world. I can just float through life and everything is somehow, it just shows up in the mail, whatever, you know? Everything is free for everybody. Yeah? Well, try that out when you get out of college and you see how that works out for you. No. What the globalists are really afraid of, terrified of, that somebody somewhere is actually making a living telling the truth. Somehow that's happening, you see, because that's called free enterprise. That's called capitalism. That's called exchanging something of worth for something else of worth. A product. And InfoWars funds its operation by selling products to people. People buy the products, they like them, they get healthier, they support the InfoWar. The information, therefore, continues to get out. The anti-globalists, pro-individualist, pro-freedom information gets out. That's a formula. That's called a formula. Do you see that? Product for sale. People buy the product. It helps them, makes them feel better, healthier. That funds the operation. The operation is to get out the truth. The truth destroys globalism. It's like a self-contained operation. It doesn't depend upon somebody saying, oh, we got to overthrow everybody, and then everybody gets free everything. No, it doesn't depend on those kinds of lies. Intentional, vicious lies. That's called open market, free market. Globalists hate it. So, Survival Shield X2, nascent iodine, bio-true selenium, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. It's an example of one of the products I'm talking about. Survival Shield X2, nascent iodine, and bio-true selenium for a massive 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you're on auto ship, 10% more off. Perfect super combo supporting a healthy thyroid and supercharging your health. Helps support the immune system and thyroid health. Help fund the InfoWars. That's what I'm talking about in the fight against globalists. Get great products that are life-changing. That works. That really works. And there are some people out there, they've never been educated about this. What is this? What kind of a system is this? Is this globalism? No, this is anti-globalism. This is down right where you live. Money. Here's the money. Boom. Product. I like it. It's great. The money goes over there. Those people over there, here, are telling the truth about what's happening in the world. Waking people up. That's called voluntary, free, open market capitalism. Not crony capitalism, not mega corporations taking over the world, not Rockefeller, not globalists trying to ensnare and entrap in some serpentine cave the entire planet by saying, we're going to give you utopia. No. Just the opposite. You're free. You can choose. You can decide. You can decide how to spend your money. You can make decisions. We give you this, you give us that. Oh, that's like a silver bullet to a vampire, folks. Silver bullet to a vampire. Because the globalists They're out to convince people, depend on us. We love you. We're the government. We'll give you what you need. We know you're disabled. We know you can't do anything. We know you're helpless. We know you have no brain. We know you can't think for yourself. We know you're not independent. We know that you're ignorant. We know all of these things, and we love you for it. Because we are the messiahs. This is what we are bringing you, a new planet where nothing is necessary from you. No effort, no time, no imagination, no intelligence, no work, no labor, no vision. And you get everything for nothing. Isn't that what everybody wants, really? Is everything for nothing? Let's try it out. Let's see how it works. Let's go to China and see how it works. Let's not look at the capitalist operations that are going on in China, you know, the gigantic industry and commerce and trade and everything. No, let's look at the other side of that, where we keep tabs on everybody, and everybody in China, whew, that's a lot of people, folks, is going to be on a facial recognition system. And people will get points for good behavior, which is very specifically defined. And if you get good points, you get ahead in life. If you're a good communist, a good citizen, if you toe the line, if you keep your eyes straight ahead, if you're loyal and unquestioning, if you accept your lot in life as assigned to you, you get points. And if you do the opposite, you get prison. That's called utopia, folks. That's called utopia. That's behind the mask. When you drop the mask of everything for nothing, that's what you really see. Of course. What else would you think? Workers of the world unite are going to take over the planet? How's that going to operate? We're going to have a gigantic somewhere in the Gobi Desert. We're going to have a billion workers gather and make decisions about how things are going to be run in the world. Is that really, that's really what's going to happen? No. The communists inserted a little thing called, you might remember it, called dictatorship of the proletariat. And that was, you see, while we're reaching utopia, where everybody loves everybody and shares everything and there's no private property and nobody owns anything, temporarily we need to have a transition phase, and we call that the dictatorship of proletariat. And that means, not that the proletariat is the dictatorship, although it sounds that way. No, it's that the few elite people who really are the wise ones, who can see the total vision of communism, they will rule over everybody else with an iron fist. They will own all the companies, all the businesses, everything in the country, and decide who produces what, where and when and how much and where it goes, and all of that. See? Sounds great, doesn't it? We'll be back in a few moments to continue the tale.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
John Rappaport here in our last segment, fourth hour, sitting in for Alex at InfoWars, talking about globalism. Globalism says to you, you don't really exist. I'm getting down to the essentials here of what this war is all about. You don't really exist, you see, as yourself. That's an illusion that you have. You're really part of a great whole. And this great whole is all moving in a direction that is good for humanity, and we, the leaders, have seen that, we know that, and we're conducting the orchestra to arrive at a much better place. Who's going to believe that, really? I mean, you have to be a complete moron to buy that tune. Really? Who are you, anyway, who are leading us in this direction? The president of the European Union? unelected by anybody with, you know, a sense of his own entitlement the size of Mount Everest. That's the guy who sees the future for all of us, who can say to any one of us, you don't really exist as a separate self, as an individual. That was all an illusion throughout history. But now we know that you are a, you know, you're a little cell in a great body. And we are the brain of that body, and we are leading you into a much more glorious future. So come with us. That's the story, folks. That's the story of globalism. It's cheap cheese, cheap suit, cheap rhetoric. Only a fool would buy it. And so we're seeing the rejection of it by more and more people. Now, you go to a place like Silicon Valley where the elite tech heads see how they can hook into this machine and make it work for them, and they're all for globalism. And they'll tell you how humanity is going to benefit from this because your brain is going to be hooked up to a supercomputer one day, and then you'll have all the wisdom that ever has existed throughout time and space. They'll give you the biggest line of BS you've ever heard in your life because they see a way to hook up and make an advantage for themselves and be in a prime position with the surveillance state, with censorship, with the CIA, we'll give you whatever you want, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So naturally, they're suddenly going to be humanitarians of the highest order. And they're going to lay it on thick and deep, baby. And so will titans of industry and the military-industrial complex and the neocons and anybody else who can climb on the wagon, university professors who will get grants and stipends and speaking fees and so on to write all kinds of gibberish about how the individual is out and the group is in, which is the history of sociology for the last 50 years. You could sum it up. Okay, folks, here's the course. The individual is out, the group is in. Have you got it? Okay, you all get A's. You don't have to come to class for the rest of the year. That's it. That's the lesson. Globalism wants to take you. This is not abstract, okay? They want to take you and your family and turn you into little tiny cells in the great body of the future of this planet. No nations, no borders, no traditions, no customs, no local populations. What do you think massive immigration and open borders is really all about? Forget all the hype and this and that and whatever. That's what it's about. Let's bring in so many people to so many places that after a while you can't recognize anything as it existed before, and no one has any memory of the past in that place. No one can remember the culture, the art, the music, the philosophy, the technology, the science. It's all gone. There's just masses of roiling people everywhere on the planet. That's the precursor to globalism. That's what it's all about. That's why it's happening. And that's why all these vicious front groups are being deployed in order to keep it that way, to keep the doors open everywhere, and to say that anybody who even has a question about this, who even proposes the possibility of somehow that there should be a ceiling on this immigration, is a horrible, criminal, vile, racist, blah, 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 blah. Because that's the globalist agenda, is to keep the doors everywhere open. That's why. When they say erase borders, that's not just a slogan. That's what they're doing. That's what they're trying to do. And so part of the Great Awakening is when people who live in a place called a country that has a name suddenly say, no, 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 no. We don't want that. We never did. We see what you're doing. We see where you're going. We're not signing up for that. No, absolutely not. Out. Out. The globalists never wanted that kind of conversation. They never wanted anybody to really see what they were doing or understand the reason why. They were hoping to skate by without that ever happening, but it happened, and it's still happening all the time. You can see it. You know it. You can feel it. How did we wake up one day and all of a sudden the rhetoric and the doctrine was, hey, you don't really live in America. That's just a fiction. See, that was an illusion. You were always living in a much larger sphere, only you didn't see it. Where did this come from? Who passed that rule? Where was that meeting that I missed where this was all decided, you see? Like it sprang up as if out of nowhere, and everybody was on the same teleprompter. Oh, sure. And I'm talking people from the spiritual side of things to the hard political side of things to the economics. They have their bases covered. Oh, yes, we are all together in the cosmos, floating along. And when we translate that down into earthly existence, we see that there is no more such thing as you or any individual. Really? Really? Where did you get that from? Who got inside your brain and put that message there? Because, excuse me, but I seem to remember that when this thing called a republic was formed and the founders and the documents, you remember that, right? Declaration, Constitution, and so forth, that if you actually read these things now, you see that everything was structured to have severely limited government, the absolute opposite of globalism, in order to maximize the individual and his freedom and his liberty and his vision for himself and his future. That was the message. Otherwise, why limit the government? Right? Come on. There'd be no reason to limit the government unless the entire stress was on the individual. We're trying to maximize the liberty of the individual and free him from what was historically the chains of oppression, the divine right to rule of kings and the monarchs and the priest class, theocracies and all of that. And now, there you are. Here I am. This is InfoWars. Been nice talking with you. Carry the message forward. John Rappaport. See you next time.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount
possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.